This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Well, our next guest is an individual who has been in fashion for quite a while now. With a strong music career over the last few years, it doesn't matter what you're on, seeing her perform is like a voodoo child. Trust me, you'll feel like you're in love again. You will know you're alive, overwhelmed with a feeling so you think you can dance. So when darkness falls, turn off your lights because it's better in the dark, plus stops your neighbours from watching you. Don't give up, that's not the way to go, and even if you don't want to feel like I never liked you, straight from the Little Shop of Horrors, we're coming home. Here come the drums as someone else is about to become prey of the sisterhood of the Hump Day crew. Please welcome Natalie Bathingsworth.
Oh my gosh, that was fantastic. I want to get a copy of that. That was great.
We'll get you a copy of that. How are you?
I'm very well. Even better now. That was so funny. I was trying to be quiet.
You've been doing lots of exciting things over the last year or so.
Yes.
One thing we're very intrigued of is this movie Prey.
Yes, I know.
Your first feature, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, first lead in a feature.
Tell us a little bit about it.
I'm not going to give away too much. All I'll say is it's about six friends who go on a trip into the desert and come across a few supernatural things.
Is it based around like Aboriginal, Indigenous supernatural?
It is, yeah. There's some stuff involving that, yeah.
I believe it was filmed in a warehouse.
Yeah, a bit of both. But, I mean, they went up to the Ayers Rock and around there as well to film some stuff. But a lot of it was filmed in a warehouse to kind of contain the weather problems that we may have here in Melbourne.
Now, will we be expecting some steamy scenes?
Oh, there might be a couple.
Now, there's a bit of a rumour about a lesbian shower scene, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Well, I definitely have a shower.
We'd hope so.
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying you might be a bit of a water saver? Water sharing showers, that kind of thing?
No saving of the water there. I'm just enjoying it.
Well, I guess we'll have to catch the movie and check
it out. Yes, you will.
Now, you had a bit of trouble there. You had a few injuries during the filming as well.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I forgot about that.
What are you doing?
I don't know. What did I tripped over again. I had an ear infection, and I popped my eardrum, and I also, fell over and hurt my ankle.
Was the popping the eardrum while you're filming, or was that a music-related thing?
I'm not sure. I mean, I was on set this one day, and I felt like I had I've never had anything as bad as this. It just was so painful. I just had an earache, a pretty mild earache, and it just got worse and worse. So I couldn't sleep. I was just screaming like a baby for like 24 hours. It was, really bad.
Wow. Now, another one of your projects as well, you've released a book with your sister.
Yes.
Sisterhood.
Yes.
Yeah. How was that working with your sister writing a book?
Oh, it was so good. I mean, I've got three great sisters, but Nikki and I particularly, we're quite similar in our thought processes on kids. And I don't know, Nikki's a budding writer, and we just thought about it and went, it's basically an inspirational book for young girls to believe in themselves and follow their dreams and, yeah.
And it's written with the kind of the idea of, like, you're talking to each other? Is that how it works?
Well, we might tell a little bit of a story together, and then I'll tell, an example of something that happened to me when I was a kid, and then Nikki will say something that happened to her in the same sort of situation. Like, in the book, there's chapters like celebrating differences, and I don't know, it's just really sort of telling kids as well that, we're two sisters, we're very similar, but we're also very different, and we've had different life experiences, and, people might think, oh, Natalie, you're really lucky, but Nikki's really lucky in what she does, and, it's just...
Because she's quite different in a way, isn't she?
Yeah.
Three children?
She's got two kids.
Two kids?
Yep, she's in Malaysia at the moment. She's been studying political philosophy and just took her kids on this adventure to Malaysia. And, she's an incredible woman. It's weird calling my sister woman.
Now, I've experienced auntiehood just recently.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being sort of like a second mother figure to probably Nikki's kids? Do you kind of find a huge sense of responsibility? Is it like a big prep for motherhood for you?
Well, I've never looked at them by my... I've never looked after them by myself for more than like a few hours or anything like that. I adore them so much. They're great kids. I mean, I've got like five nieces and nephews, and I've got another godson, and so they're a really big part of my life. I don't get to see them nearly enough, but I love them a lot.
I think that's the luxury of being an auntie or an uncle,
isn't it?
You get to be the favourite.
Here you go. I get to buy them gifts and give them back.
And you're the favourite.
Exactly.
The cool auntie Nat.
Yeah.
Now, the exciting thing is you've gone solo.
I know.
First single, Alive's out.
Yes.
How did you, like, you've been over in America writing it with some really good writers, haven't you?
Yeah, I've kind of been everywhere. I did Europe and, you know, UK, Europe and LA, and got back a couple of months ago, finished the entire album, waiting to be heard.
And that's being released in 2009?
Yes.
So we have to wait a little while.
I know. Not far, though. It's not far. Gosh, it's nearly Christmas.
What kind of album should we be expecting?
I mean, it's definitely a pop album. I'm not denying that. It really defines who I am. So when you hear it, it's quite eclectic. You know, there's some rockier stuff, but still on the pop side of rock. There's some big ballads. There's quite a few camp songs, and it just really defines who I am. I mean, it's Natalie in a CD.
Now, you want to be a gay diva, I hear.
Well, I don't know if I want to be a gay diva. I think I always have been in my own lounge room with my friends. But yeah, that's kind of been misconstrued a little bit. I think I was asked a question a couple of weeks ago whether I'd love to do Mardi Gras, and I went, yeah, of course. So I've been a few times, and I just love, you know, I think any sort of gay dance party is always the best party to be at personally.
You're at the Priscilla Queen of the Desert opening in Sydney.
I was.
There with some topless dancers.
I did a bit of a camp number for that night. It was quite fun. Yeah.
Now, another thing, you also, did you get a tattoo?
I did.
Over there? Is that your first?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's a star. Is that coming off the 1,000 Stars theme for your album?
Sort of. It's sort of for two reasons. One, because I've written a song on the album it's about my granddad. It's for my nan. My granddad passed away 5 years ago, and when he died, I used to like look in the sky and talk to this, you know, this every time I drive, I'm like, there he is. And I feel this connection with my granddad a lot because we spent a lot of time together growing up. So it was kind of like I always wanted to get a tattoo. I didn't know what it was going to be, and it had to be something special. And then this, you know, I'd written that song, and then this other song, 1,000 Stars, came into the picture, and I'm like, oh, I think it's a star. Like, and yeah, just kind of the two gelled together, and it's sort of, yeah, it's for my granddad, but it's also for the album, the completion.
So we're going to have a tattoo per album?
Maybe. I already want another one.
Do you find they're addictive?
Well, I kind of didn't think it hurt as, I mean, it kind of felt good in a weird sort of way. Like it, I mean, I want the number 11 because 11 is representative of my granddad as well. I have this thing with my granddad, but I think I'm gonna get that somewhere.
I think anyone who's got tattoos will know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you got one?
I've got two.
I mean, I'm not gonna get them plastered, but I don't know. I think, yeah, there's a few more to go.
We've got a little bit of a game we want to play with.
Great,
you.
I love games. Yeah. Can we put wigs on as well?
Adam has some stuff.
I can't believe you're speechless.
It takes a lot to get me speechless. Yep. Well done. Now, we've caught a couple of other singers with these, so we're hoping you can do better.
Oh, goodness.
I'll let Ginny explain exactly how this game works.
Okay.
What happens is, Nat, we've got a series of questions for you.
Yeah.
And the answer is one of your songs.
Well, I hope I get it right.
So if you were Michael Jackson and I asked you something like, I don't like grey areas, I prefer things to be
black and white.
Oh, she's on the board. Oh. She's going to be good. All right.
Perhaps.
Okay. If I were a little doll, I would have pins stuck in me.
Voodoo child.
Good girl. Oh,
well done. Tick. Now, something to say when there's someone you don't really fancy.
I never liked you.
She's good. She's been Vanessa Amorosi, everyone, I'll tell you what.
Now, oh, I love Vanessa.
Three words you would say to someone who is about to throw the towel in.
Don't give up.
Yes.
I was thinking, is this Rogies or me, or it doesn't matter? It's part of whatever me. Okay, cool.
How much you can spend will depend on...
Ooh.
Tricky one.
Okay, I'm thinking, is it me? Is it something to do with musical theatre, or is it Rogue Traders?
Rogue
Traders.
I think salary.
Salary? Salary. Money. I can't remember. What is it?
What you're on.
Oh, what?
How much you spend will depend on
what you're on. Oh, it's that's tricky.
You were getting good there.
If that's what the actual song meant, I might have went, oh, yeah. But
now, complete these sentences with one of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not dead, so you must be...
alive.
Oh. Mm. Now, your stalker is...
Do you really want me to answer that?
Hold on, stop the clock for a second. Do you have a stalker?
Yeah. Really? Anyway, what is it? What was it again?
Back to the question. Your stalker is... Finish the sentence.
Oh, my stalker is... Better in the dark? I'm kidding. kidding. Oh, I don't know.
He's probably watching you.
Oh, good one. Nice one.
Okay. Now, you're going the wrong way. Change directions because this is the...
This is what?
Which is a really, this is actually a really weird one.
This it's is really trippy. Okay, let me think. Watching way. You, falling in love again. I'm trying to go through all the songs. You're going the wrong way. I just thought of Don't Hold Back, but that's not me. That's someone
it's
else.
Valid.
Yeah.
You can take credit for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think I wrote that song. Yeah. I don't know.
Way to go.
Oh, my gosh. I really need to have a Rogue Traders check.
Check. Okay, we'll give you one last one.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have dinner ready because... If you're a good housewife, you'd have this anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't think.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all the songs now, you see.
Yeah, it's Rogue Traders again.
Yeah, again. Is it off the first album or the second album?
Second.
Oh. Make sure you have dinner what? Say it again.
Make sure you have dinner ready because...
it's better in the dark.
That's an insight in your cooking,
oh, sugar,
it?
I have no idea.
No, we're coming home.
Oh. You guys are really trippy.
Oh, we have too much spare time. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for coming in and having
thank
a chat with us today.
Thank you so
Good
much.
Good luck with the album. I can't believe we have to wait till next year.
I know, but the single's out now, so you can buy that or get it on iTunes.
Yes, and you've got lots of exciting things happening. You're hosting So You Think You Can Dance?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we've finished the auditions already.
Oh, really? Ooh. Is there some good-looking boys?
Oh, my God. Oh. So hot.
That's why she's got time for that. Too.
Yeah,
you have to behave not like Kat Daly. He's always seems to be touching the good-looking guys. I don't.
Oh, really? No, my boyfriend would be. No, he's fine. But yeah.
Better in the dark.
Best I go now.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. And
thanks,
having a chat
guys.
Today.
Cheers.
Thank you.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.